Philadelphia-based cable and entertainment giant Comcast is vying with Walt Disney to acquire most of 21st Century Fox. Let's consider public regard for media mogul matchups with Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup poll. Hi, Frank.
Hello, Dave.
Well, the floodgates were opened earlier this week when U.S. District Judge Richard Leon okayed the huge merger of Time Warner and AT&T, and in a more general sense, have you polled the public on the bigger getting bigger still?
We certainly know that Americans are very down on big business. That word big that you put in front of business really is a downer, is a negative for the average American.
Did Gallup poll more specifically about attitudes on either net neutrality or implications for a big entity like this gaining vertical control?
We did not, and that's the kind of area or arena where polling probably isn't quite as effective. Sometimes we like to ask questions about things that Americans aren't totally knowledgeable about just to get the reaction. But I think most Americans, including me, I have to say, aren't intimately acquainted with what all this means in terms of their cable bill every month and things along those lines. So we at least haven't asked Americans at this point about those types of issues.
Frank, let's think back way before the Singapore summit to the G7 summit held earlier this week. There was quite a dust-up between President Trump and Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. In what regard do Americans hold either the Prime Minister or the nation?
Yeah, very fascinating data. We've hardly seen in our history, at least in my history, such a big imbalance. 94% of Americans, and these data were collected before the summit, but 94% of Americans say they have a favorable opinion of Canada. And out of all of the 22 countries that we measured when we updated that a couple of months ago, Canada was at the very top of the list. So Americans really love Canadians. However, when a while ago we asked Canadians about their views of U.S. leadership, 20% said they had a positive opinion, and that was dramatically down from the last years of the Obama administration and reflected a very negative opinion of President Trump.
Were other G7 country residents polled as well?
Yes, and we just did an analysis of that and looked at it, and across all of the countries that are involved in the G7, that would include Japan and then the other countries in Europe, we found that opinions of residents of those countries of U.S. leadership also plummeted last year when Trump took over. So those opinions are very low. And again, when we had asked Americans about their opinions of countries like France, like Germany, like Japan, we found that these attitudes were very positive, near the top of the list of all the countries that we talked about.
Vice President Mike Pence was in the news this week addressing the annual meeting of the Southern Baptist Convention. In what regard is he held?
His data are 42 favorable, 42 unfavorable, just hot off the presses. That puts him in a little better light than Donald Trump himself. Trump's image, not job approval rating, but Trump's overall image. And again, these are brand new data today, 45% favorable, but 54% unfavorable. So Trump is underwater, net negative. Pence breaks even. Now, when we just isolate Republicans, the base, Pence is 81% favorable, just 10% unfavorable. That's almost up where his boss is, Donald Trump. So Republicans really like Pence, but overall he gets a slightly better opinion from independents and Democrats, so he does a little better than Trump himself.
42-42, what are the other 16%?
They either say they don't know enough about him to have an opinion or simply say they don't know who he is. I should say for Trump, when we ask job approval rating, we get a very, very small percentage who don't have an opinion. But when we ask this question, we have about 9 or 10% who even don't give us an opinion on Trump. So Pence is about up in the same place.
It's all relative, but that 45% figure you cited for Trump sounds pretty high for him.
His favorable rating generally runs slightly above his approval rating. And as we've talked about, Dave, his job approval rating has been in the lower 40s recently. It's actually climbed up some. So his favorable rating right now is running 2 or 3 points higher than his overall job approval rating. But they're both in the same vicinity. So for Trump, up a little, but it generally mirrors where he's been in recent months.
Describe the arc of regard for former New York mayor and now Trump attorney Rudy Giuliani.
Oh, for yesteryear, 77% favorable rating we measured for Rudy Giuliani in the years after 9/11. Remember when he was so highly regarded as mayor of New York after that catastrophe in New York City? And his ratings actually stayed pretty positive from that point on. He then ran for president, and of course that generated some more negatives. Last time we had asked him prior to his current job, he was at a 44% favorable of only a 30% unfavorable. So he was still net positive at that point. We just updated him. He's gone underwater. 32% favorable rating among all Americans for Rudy Giuliani, 45% unfavorable rating. So he's looking pretty bad overall on a relative basis, and even among Republicans. And remember, Pence, Trump, they're getting 80% plus ratings among Republicans. Only 60%, 61% to be precise, if Republicans have a favorable opinion of Rudy Giuliani, and 22%, not a small number, of Republicans have an unfavorable opinion of the former mayor of New York City.
The former president of the United States, Bill Clinton, was out and about on a book tour for his tome, The President Is Missing, but he came into quite negative press regarding his remarks pertaining to Monica Lewinsky.
That's right. And the quote that I was very interested in is when he said in response to that interviewer, the American people, two-thirds of them stayed with me. He's talking about 20 years ago in the impeachment situation. So he said, aha, anytime somebody quotes a poll or at least tries to summarize what Americans think about something, we go back and fact check it. Well, in fact, we did have polls where we asked Americans in late 1998, early 1999, do you think that the Senate should vote to convict Bill Clinton after he had been impeached by the House and therefore remove him from office? And sure enough, two-thirds, 68% in one poll to be precise, said no, they did not. In other words, they wanted the Senate to vote no, which it did, and of course he stayed in office. So if you just look at that bit of data, Bill Clinton is right. Two-thirds of the American public, quote, stayed with me, because they said they didn't want him impeached. However, other data at the same time were much more negative. We had over 70% of Americans back then who said that Bill Clinton had committed perjury, which was the basis for the acts of impeachment. And also, although his job approval rating was very high, we had well less than 50% who said that they admired or had a positive opinion of Bill Clinton as a person. So he's correct to say that Americans did not want him to be convicted of impeachment, but Americans certainly had some negative opinions about the things that he had done that led to impeachment.
Thanks, Frank.
You bet, Dave.
Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup Poll. He joins us each week at this time on Newsworks Tonight.